Hi, hello. Welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Tax Pro Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, hope you had a wonderful 4th of July, 250th anniversary. Really somber for me and for a lot of people. We like to see freedom, and never be tied into socialism, which I was playing earlier. These young people just don't know. Somebody wrote, he said, man, funny. Play the sound bites. You read an article, 160,000 college students, large percentage operating on fifth grade level. Yeah, they operate and they believe socialism and climate change. They did a poll, 18 to 29-year-olds. It might have been 34. 49% of them think socialism is the way to go. Well, you have to learn that. You have to learn that. Who's teaching these people that? I think it comes out of these universities. I'll give you an example. I was at the post office on it was Thursday or Friday. I think it was Thursday because I wanted to talk about Friday real briefly. So I'm in a post office. I ain't going to tell you what post office I was at, but I'm at a post office. They had a young man working behind the counter. And I was the only one in there with another guy I knew, and we're shooting a bull second. And the guy goes, y'all better enjoy this summer. It's the last time it's going to be this cool. I asked him, what are you talking about? He goes, man, he said, it started getting ready. Summers are really starting to get be hot. I said, sir, I said, buddy, he's about 30. Could have been more than 32. So, man, what are you talking about? I'm 65. Every summer's hot. It's no hotter now than it was when I was little. He said, huh? He said, I said, why? Where you get that information from? He said, man, them AI centers are going to make everything hotter around the country. I said, what? Now I'm in almost a fighting mood. Where do you read stuff like this? He said, man, it's true, man. These AI centers are going to make everything warmer than they were. I said, dude, can you tell me where you got that from? Well, it don't matter. I read it. I said, what you read it on a comic strip? The guy was serious. I thought I was going to get thrown out the post office. I said, man, you got to be joking. That's nuts. The old boy said, hey, Moon, chill out with him a little bit. I said, man, this is the kind of crap you telling people at the post office? It's going to get hotter because of the AI centers? People believe it's hotter now. Somebody just told me a while ago, it's hotter now. The heat is heavier now. What? It's as hot now as it was in the 20s and 30s. I bet, Joe, there's a few people probably lived through the Dust Bowl, but I bet when they lived through the Dust Bowl, they thought, man, the world's coming to an end. It's crazy what people are taught, just like these people when Lane played the TikTok thing with these young people with socialism. Everything they said it was a lie. But people buy into the lies because when you taught something and you got propaganda going through people over and over again, they buy into it. Socialism is a lie from hell and Satan himself. It just makes no sense whatsoever for somebody to believe that socialism is a good thing. But they never say what country. When Fidel Castro took over Cuba, he said, I'm a socialist. Socialist Democrat. 6 months later, he claimed communism. Why do you think these, and I think it's a great example to talk about this, 250 if the World Cup people, a lot of people coming in this country, and they're just amazed how great the country is, because we are a great country. We got a lot of faults, but, I mean, my family got faults. I mean, come on. I think I got a great family, Joe, and I think we got a lot of faults. Not me, of course. It's just family members. But, and I see these people saying this stuff, and they get over it and realize the media and the politicians, they've sold them a lie. So is socialism. So is these young people believing. But see, what you wish you could do is everybody thinks socialism is a good thing. Let's ship them to Cuba for a year. They claim it. Send them to Venezuela. Send them over there for a year. Let them see a great health care system, how free they are to go say and do whatever they want to. They're going to find real quick, they're going to come back to America just like all these people that are coming over here going, wow, this is America? Yeah. It's different than where you live, and it should be different. We should, Barack Obama, legendary Barack, thought we ought to be like these other countries. That's why he wanted to take health care and shove it down our throat, and he did because of the Democrats. And they shoved it down our throat to say, look at this great Obamacare. Obamacare is hell. It always was going to be hell. And it rose right into a single-payer system. The people that gave us Obamacare, which broke this country, now it's going to give a single-payer system one day. And people go, well, this is the best thing we can do. We got to be like other countries. Why would you want to be like other countries? How many of you people live in a family that you really, I appreciated my mom and dad. They stayed together. They raised us. They disciplined us. They taught us how to work. Okay. They taught us right and wrong. I never said they were perfect. But they taught us everything. I'm proud for my family. Okay? I don't look at other families and go, wow, I wish I could be like them. And you go find out that they're not what you think they are. That's what socialism is. It ain't what you think it is. Everything that was said on that piece, you don't get any of that with socialism. It's promised on the front end, but it's no delivery. It doesn't deliver for anybody. Folks, the human spirit wants to be free, to go be the best they can be. If somebody chooses, this is just for anybody. If you choose not to be the best you can be, move. There's so many socialist and Marxist countries for people to move to them. If you don't want to stay here and be the best you can be, well, you're free. The outcomes are not guaranteed. The opportunities are guaranteed that you can go out there and be the best you can be. That's guaranteed in the Constitution, not the outcomes. People quit all the time living a dream for somebody to give them something for free. That's what socialist countries do, and they end up not getting anything they were promised. It doesn't work that way. And you run out of money. You go broke. Everything's high. And you look around and go, wow, what a look at our country. So you come over here, and the guy goes, man, I'm watching the news every night. They're talking about how bad y'all are. If you say, boy, you're watching the news in Germany, say, yeah, but I can watch news in America now, and they say how bad y'all are too. Yes, because that's what they're selling us. That's what they're selling to people. And it's a shame. But anyway, you can go look at it, go look at it on YouTube, whatever. All that stuff happens. All right, I want to ease back into something Laura Rodriguez was on about what they're doing to Liz Merle. But, folks, New Orleans, we got a problem. Now, look, I'm not going to get into the New Orleans people because I know a lot of New Orleans people. I know a lot of people from Jefferson Parish. But what's happening is the leaders over there absolutely have run the city into the ground. Marino's going to run it into the ground, too. It doesn't matter what anybody says or like her, think she's smart, all that stuff. That all may be true. She's running into the ground, too. We just gave them $150 million, $120 million back right before Christmas, and they already want $150 million more. See, New Orleans wants to keep playing the game of leftism. They want to keep playing the game of do whatever the hell we want to do. It don't matter if it's legal or not. Y'all get away from us. We are the big city. We've got the Gulf of Mexico. We've got the Mississippi River. We got this. We got that. Y'all can't do without us. And they stick their chests out. But what they want to do is they want all this money, but they want to do it their way. And their way is not the right way. And you heard Laura say, pull the state police out. Pull the National Guard out. See what happens. I've had people tell me they've gone down there and they feel safer down there. You heard Laura say that as well. But they want to be able to do whatever they want to do, and we keep sending them money. There's a bond commission going to meet, I want to say within 2 weeks. New Orleans is begging again for $150 million. All a bond commission got to do is reject it. But let me tell you what they're doing. See, in our state, we got bipartisanship. We got to negotiate. We got to negotiate everything. So here's what they're saying. Well, give us the money, but put somebody to oversee the money. Well, the guy Wagasback, what was the legislative auditor, was supposed to be the guy that oversaw the money that they spent already. But I've never heard him say one thing about what they're doing right or wrong. They were supposed to come to him to get everything approved. He's not said a word. So we're now going to appoint another one and give him the money. And what I'm hearing is people on the bond commission, not all of them, but some of them saying, yeah, we'll go ahead and give him the money, and then we put somebody in charge of it. Folks, it didn't work. That's not going to work. New Orleans was straightened up when it has no money. Cameron Half-Ass Henry, the Senate president, I mean, that's a half-ass Henry, is the one came out, oh, we got to give him the money. We're going to give him some more. That's what Cameron Henry's saying. Now you don't hear from old half-ass, do you? He stuck his nose out there for him. And they went and indict the attorney general in a nothing burger made up out of in thin air. Let me tell you something. The bond commission should not give the city of New Orleans one more penny. If they so bad and they think they're so tough and they think they're so good, let them get out of it themselves. Let them get out of it themselves. Let New Orleans get out of their problems themselves. You know, I'm not going to tell the governor or ask him to take people out on the criminal side of it, because I know what will happen. Let them work the money out themselves. Why do we have to keep giving them money? Why do we have to keep giving them money over and over again? And all they do is flip us off. They're going after Liz Merle for no reason at all. They're trying to show that they got power. But if you sit there and give them the money, they do have power. You give in. You surrender. Why is the state of Louisiana and the bond commission going to surrender to New Orleans knowing damn good and well they ain't running the city properly? I'll never be able to figure that out. We're going to give them the money and send somebody to oversee it. How's that worked so far? Because we told them that last time, and this Wagsback fella ain't said one word. Not one word. Did they pay the money back? Nope. So what are we doing? We're going to keep letting them have power because we're going to keep giving them money. Folks, why would you give them a penny? Why would you give New Orleans a penny? They throw right back in the face, y'all need us. We the biggest city. We got everything for going through. Then why do they run so poorly? You can't let people taunt you like that. You can't let a city who's running corrupt taunt you like this to give them money. The bond, folks, y'all need to call the bond commission and tell them no more money for New Orleans. They need to drop this stupid lawsuit criminally trying to go after Liz Merle, which makes no sense whatsoever that you can even have something like that. But here they are. We're going to show y'all how powerful they are. Take away their money. Let's see how powerful they are. No, Landry knocked down about $12 million in projects. I'm glad he did. I wish he'd have knocked out $50 million. But the governor, I hope he gets involved in this, and I hope the bond commission is listening. Don't give them another penny. They have to straighten this out themselves. They think they're so bad. I'm talking about not the people. I'm talking about the leaders. But the people who are like the leaders. Sticking their chests out saying, don't mess with us. We bad. Fine, be bad on your own money. It won't work for them, folks. It won't work for them. And the federal government is about broke. I'm just telling you, you want to put them in their place. The way the controller is through the money. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607. Is the number. It is a Matthew James Tax Pro Hotline. We will take a break and be right back. Frustrated with healthcare? Sick of the rising costs and bureaucratic red tape in our current healthcare system? Outrageous premiums and, I know, denied claims, confusing networks, and surprise bills? You do the right thing, eat well, stay active, make smart healthcare choices. Boom! The number one cause of bankruptcy is healthcare. Folks, that's why you ought to make the switch to Impact Health Sharing. Impact Health Sharing. It's not insurance. It's a powerful, smart alternative, a nationwide trusted community where people help share each other's eligible medical costs. It puts people over profits without the middleman and corporate bureaucracy. Save up to 50% on an average monthly cost. Keep your doctor, transparent pricing, comprehensive healthcare support, and rewards. Plus, get more value at no extra cost. Go to impacthealthsharing.com/moon, impacthealthsharing.com/moon, or call 855-378-6777. That's go to impacthealthsharing.com/moon, or call 855-378-6777.
Morning. So glad you're here.
Hi, Mrs. Broussard. J&J Exterminating is here to help.
So the thing we noticed was...
ants along the back door when it rains.
Yeah, exactly. And this is where the...
the ants come in for a midnight snack if Tiny's bowl sits overnight.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the...
think fast, Mom.
The window Jesse's broken 3 times.
Wow, you guys catch everything.
Comes with the job.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Access to affordable credit helps me pay my employees, but I don't really need it.
Inflation is killing me. But who cares? Big retailers are making record profits.
That's why we support the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
See? Banks and credit unions help small businesses make payroll. This bill would cut the vital resources they need.
While increasing megastore profits. They deserve it, don't they?
Tell Congress, stop the Durbin Marshall money grab for corporate megastores.
Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.